Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Imperfect Mellow podcast. It's me, Susie. And today I kind of wanted to just step back a little bit and just record. It's been a while since I've recorded on my own. And so I kind of just wanted to come on and check in with all of you and just kind of give you like a little life update. So as many of you know, I started a second job. And so now I am doing the LA County Department of Mental Health, and now I'm also doing workshops and classes at Kaiser part-time. And so I've had my hands full for the past 2 months, and so it's been really hard to just really come on and record. But you know, I kind of had a little moment this week as I was walking, you know, to my car after like a super long day at work. I think it was like one of my busiest so far at the hospital. And, you know, what should have been like me being super tired after work was actually the opposite in some weird way. And so as I was walking to my car, I couldn't help but feel like just giddy and kind of just happy and, you know, so fulfilled with the type of work that I get to do. And it's just so rewarding. And so I had a full day of like talking to people over the phone, helping them with their goals, and then teaching classes. And that just, I don't know, I love it. Like that just made me feel really happy at the end of the day. And so I started to think back about how far I've come. And I think it really hit me in that moment about where I'm at in my life, you know, just compared to a few years back or even like a year ago. And so I didn't want to make this episode like a cheesy, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, be thankful episode. But I did want to talk to you guys about the importance of really just celebrating the little things in life and just the importance of, you know, giving ourselves a pat in the back for all the little accomplishments that we all complete, you know, on the daily or even like every week. And so I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit more about that and just like my journey of how I got here. For anyone that's listening that is perhaps a student or thinking about doing a career move or just working towards, you know, their dream career, right? So I wanted to talk about how we can stay focused on that and, you know, not get too caught up, right, with that negative thinking, like, oh, can I do this, you know, and et cetera. So the other day at work, I had a colleague that went up to me, you know, and she was just kind of like in awe. And she told me like, wow, you know, I'm actually back in school, you know, I'm pursuing my bachelor's degree. I want to be a social worker someday. I want to be licensed, you know, like you are. And, you know, she told me like, we discussed the steps to getting there the other day in class. And I was just like shocked at just how much work it really takes, right, to become a licensed clinical social worker. So she was like, I give you kudos. I give all of you kudos, like, for doing this. And you guys work your butts off, you know. You go to school, you get your master's, you have to put in so many hours, internships, supervision, you know, law and ethics test, licensing exam. So she was just really, like, in a shock about just how many steps it really takes to get there. And, you know, as I was hearing her talk, I was like, well, you know, thank you. But I'm like, you know, she asked me like, how did you do it? Or, you know, and I'm like, wow, like, well, you really just kind of take it a step at a time, you know, and that's just kind of how, looking back, I kind of see my journey is just taking it a step at a time and not focusing too much on the future, right? Because then we could give ourselves anxiety and perhaps even like become unmotivated to continue working on our goals. And so I think that's like the biggest thing for me is like, if you're working towards something maybe you're working towards your degree or just whatever it may be. It doesn't have to be a degree. Like, it could be any goal, is to always take it small step by small step. So don't overwhelm yourself. Don't, you know, try to do things from one day to the next. Like, just really think about your goal and just break it down, right, into smaller steps, right, smaller pieces, and take the journey like one step at a time, right? And next thing you know, you're gonna get there and you're gonna be like, wow, how did I get here? Right? Another thing is also, you know, when you're working on these like really big goals for yourself, you're going to have a lot of people in your life that aren't going to be as supportive as you thought they would be. And there's going to be a lot of people that will try to talk you out of completing your goal or going after that degree or, you know, whatever it may be. And so you really want to not take that, you know, that advice or those comments too seriously, but just kind of know within yourself that you could do it, right? When everyone else is telling you no, you don't say no to yourself. You keep pushing yourself. And I know that sounds easier said than done, but when you think about it, like at the end of the day, who knows you more than you, right? Like, you are the one that knows yourself. And so you don't want to let other people tear you down and prevent you from really going for something that you really want, right? Related to this, like another big thing is surround yourself with success. And so what does that mean? Surround yourself with like-minded people, you know, maybe other people that are like working towards the same thing that you are. For me, that was joining a lot of clubs at school. During my bachelor's degree, I really became involved with a lot of different organizations on campus, you know, volunteer work and things like that. And so that kind of helped me meet other people that wanted to pursue the same goals as me, right? We talked about grad school. We were excited to be involved and things like that. We talked about building our grad school applications. And so if I hadn't surrounded myself with those type of people, like, I'm not even sure that I would have gone to grad school. And so sometimes you just have to surround yourself with other people with success. And not only that, but then also visualize yourself achieving it, right? Visualize how that would look like for you. Imagine yourself, you know, walking across that stage or, you know, getting that dream job. So you really want to visualize yourself at the finish line, right? And I feel like this also helps a lot with motivation as well. And so I didn't really have a lot of this in my own type of journey. I mean, if you guys have read my blog, I've talked about, you know, how I just always had a lot of self-doubt about myself. Like, I honestly, like, didn't believe that I was as smart as other people or I was as good enough. You know, when I was applying to my master's program, I was asking around trying to find like letters of recommendation. And I've spoken about this in my blog about, you know, one person, a professor that I asked, just really putting me down and just kind of making me second guess myself. And I remember clearly, like, she told me, why are you going into social work? Like, you're not cut out for social work. Like, what are you going to do? You know, blah, blah, blah. And I just felt so in the moment, like, I don't know, like, I was just really down. But you know what? I didn't let that stop me, right? Like, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I could do it. And I just kept going, you know? And sometimes that's what you have to do, is just really have to believe in yourself, like, even when others don't. So how do you know once you are successful? Like, is there a finish line? How would you know, right? And so for me, I mean, I, first of all, realize that it's never done. So I know we all want to reach the top of the mountain. We all want to achieve something, right? We want to be finished, but that's never going to happen, because I feel like our lives are just a constant work in progress, right? Like, we're never just gonna stop working on ourselves. We're never just gonna stop growing and stop changing. Like, no, like, life is just gonna be a constant learning experience, constant like growth and things like that. So at the end of the day, like, it doesn't really matter if you're moving fast or slow. The important thing is to just keep going, right? And just cherish every step of the way. And so when you try to visualize yourself and think, well, how will I know when I'm successful? Well, the truth is that you're already successful, right? There's just so many little things that oftentimes, like, we don't really think about. Like, we usually focus on the things that we're missing, the things that we're lacking, the things that we still need to get done, right? And so when you really sit back and reflect, you will realize that, wow, like, you've actually accomplished a lot, you know? And it takes a while, because it's not, you know, like I said, you're always going to be a work in progress. And so it could be hard to kind of realize, like, how far you've come. Like, even for me, like I said, I'm always the type of person to be comparing myself to other people. And so now I'm at the point in my career where, you know, others look to me for guidance. And I think that's just really kind of helped me realize, like, wow, like, when did this happen? But here are some steps to help you see how far you've come. So number one, sit down and breathe. So literally just taking 5 minutes every day to just sit down and breathe can make a really huge difference. Especially it could help quiet down all those voices, right, that we get in our mind, kind of making us second guess ourselves, making us think negatively about ourselves, right? One simple thing you could do is just simply to sit down and just breathe and not think about anything else, you know, just focus really on your breathing. And a second thing you could do is really reflect on, where was I this time last year? Where was I this time 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Like, really just ask yourself. And as you're listening to this right now, really think, right? And ask yourself that question. And you'll be surprised by your answers. So change comes slowly. So it could be really hard to see, but it's always happening, whether we see it or not, right? And so ask yourself these questions. Thirdly, if you keep a journal or blog or anything like that, reread some of your old entries. Reread how far you've come. Look back and see, you know, what was upsetting you then? How much have you grown since then, right? And if you're haven't journaled in the past, like, I would highly suggest, you know, start now. That's also like a really good technique as well for like stress relief and things like that. Or another step is asking a friend or loved ones. So sometimes it could be hard for us to see our own success, right? So sometimes we have to talk to other people close to us to really get a clearer view of how much we've grown, right? And so it may feel awkward to ask other people, you know, to tell you nice things about yourself, but try it out. Let me know how it works. Sometimes we need an outsider's perspective on things, right? And then another thing is, remember that not all progress is related to your career. So when you're thinking back and reflecting on how far you've come, you don't only want to focus on things related to your career. You also want to think about, like, how far along have I come in my personal, you know, self-knowledge and my relationships, my spirituality, things like that. And last but not least, remember to always celebrate the little things. I want you to go about your day and just really notice even the smallest steps towards your goals. And be sure to give yourself kudos for that and celebrate those things. Even if it's just writing it down in your journal, but just give yourself that moment to really celebrate, you know, all of the small victories, right? Day-to-day victories. And so, yeah, there you guys have it. I hope that you guys found this helpful. It's really been helpful for me in the past month to just help reflect, you know, about how far I've come. And it's really given me like a sense of peace and calmness and confidence. And so I hope that works for you guys as well. And feel free. I mean, remember to go check out my website. I have a ton of several really helpful, awesome blogs where I share a lot of personal stories, a lot of tips and things like that. And I have also recently updated my website, in case you haven't heard. So imperfectmellow.com has a new look and it looks good. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. And I also did open up some slots for coaching. Woo woo. Yes, you heard that right. So for a limited time, I will only be taking perhaps a couple of clients because I am very busy. And so I did put that information up on my website. So if you are a person who feels that you need an additional, a little extra support, you know, someone to talk to about your goals and just kind of walk through things, relationships, self, you know, doubt, etc., check it out and we could work together. So I'll be your self-help bestie. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this really short episode. I hope it was helpful and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye. Hi friends, thank you for listening to this week's Imperfect Mellow podcast episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed this week's episode. You can also follow us on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, imperfect.mellow.therapy, and visit the website imperfectmellow.com for more blogs, podcasts, resources, and other fun stuff. And don't forget, we now have our awesome mental health merch on our website. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and a bunch of other really cute stuff. Go ahead and check it out. Talk to you soon and be well.